Welcome to Living Fullness, a podcast where you're invited to walk with two unusual friends through the ups and downs of the art of friendship. My name is Stina Constantine.
My name is Father Sean Burns, and together we explore what it takes to grow real, satisfying friendships, the joys and challenges we face along the way, and of course, becoming a good friend ourselves.
We hope by sharing our learning and experiences, this podcast will serve you in living your life to the full. Welcome back to Living Fullness. Thanks so much for coming back either to our YouTube channel or listening to us on the podcast. We're excited once again to be here with you.
We are indeed.
How are you going, Padre?
Well, thank you. Well, it's been a good week, big week, but a good week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, busy. Students are madly preparing for exams and getting ready for everything that comes with that. So.
I bet.
Working with students who are coming in next year as well. So it's pretty exciting.
That time again.
Yeah. How about yourself?
I'm well. I've had a great day so far. I actually got to visit a friend earlier today, which was lovely. We sat outside and had a milkshake and, you know, just hung out for a bit.
Nice.
Which is great fun.
I like it.
Yeah, having a great day.
Nice. Yeah.
So this week on the podcast, we wanted to continue to talk about those five key elements that are necessary for any form of relationship. These five have been coined by Sarah Swafford in the United States from Emotional Virtue Ministry. And we are looking at time.
Time.
What are we talking about when it comes to time?
E equals MC squared. Sorry.
Oh, someone remembered a science class.
One.
Only that one.
Only that one. That's right.
So really what we want to talk about is the importance of time being a factor in any form of relationship. And we've got plenty of people out there who will stipulate a certain time frame for a variety of things. You know, it might be this is the amount of time it takes to create a habit. You know, this is the amount of time it takes to do certain things. And likewise for relationships, we've got, you know, someone like Jeff Hall who says that it takes about 50 hours to move from the point of an acquaintance to being a friend. And it takes about 200 hours to go from being a friend to being a close friend. Mm. So we have lots of people out there who have different standards, I suppose, when it comes to the amount of time that should pass.
Yes. Yeah.
But we think a little differently.
We do. We're not going to legislate. We're not going to say that this amount of time, X amount of hours must be spent, because it's a little bit too formulaic. Mm. You know, I mean, I know that we're proposing a formula for growth here, but to say this much time equals this depth of friendship, it doesn't always reflect reality. Yeah. And so we're not going to do that. Just by way of example, when I look at my parents, Mum and Dad knew each other for 7 days for an entire week before they were engaged to be married, and then married 4 months later. Now, as a general rule, I don't recommend that to people. Like, I don't recommend that process. It worked for them, but really rather as an exception, I think, rather than a rule. Mm. But that being said, Mum and Dad still had to take time to get to know each other. The period they had of sort of engagement, really, so kind of did it the opposite way around. that period they had, they still actually had to get to know one another. Mm. Getting to know someone does take time, but how much time that is exactly is really going to shift for different relationships. It's not always going to be the same. For some people, it may take, you know, years to really get to know somebody. But then again, it might only take a few months. Mm. I don't think there's any point legislating on this issue. Mm. Yeah.
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 And so I guess when it comes to time, if we can't make how much time the determinant of a relationship forming and growing and moving through stages, then we might then say, well, how do I know if enough time has actually passed? Like, what are the indicators then that time has actually been a factor in this relationship?
For sure.
And I guess two of the things that we've already mentioned, plays into that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, trust and honesty, right? Mm. I mean, knowing that you can trust somebody, that you can be vulnerable with them, that's something that really only, as we've said in those episodes, it's something that is only proven over time. Mm. So, you know, I get when that fellow Jeffrey Hall comes in and says, well, you know, 50 days from acquaintance to a friend, 200 days to a close friend, in the sense that because being a friend is a, you know, involves risk and involves vulnerability, sure, I get that over, you know, there will be considerable time for many that passes before we reach a stage where we're like, yeah, you know what, I'm comfortable being vulnerable with this particular person. We just don't think it's helpful to legislate exactly what the time looks like because it's going to be different for each person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so something to look out for then is the level of trust and honesty that has been built, because like you said, that will have been built hopefully over a period of time.
Yeah.
And if you're wanting to hear more about trust and honesty and you're new to this podcast, then make sure you check out the previous two episodes where we go much deeper into trust and honesty independently as well. Something else that is also, I think, important and perhaps underrated is the level of comfort. You know, there is a level of comfort involved when a friendship has grown or a relationship has grown into something substantial.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair call. Fair call.
So I guess that begs the question of, well, what are we talking about when we say comfort?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of a product of trust and honesty, isn't it? It's sort of something that that erupts from trust and honesty, and from that braving acronym that we went through not last
a few episodes ago episode, as well,
but the episode before. That whole braving thing is, you know, boundaries, reliability, accountability, all of that that works to form a trusting relationship in which you can actually afford to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And in which you feel like, you know what, I can actually hang around this person. Yeah, I think so. It's kind of a byproduct
of
that trust, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's that sense of just being able to be.
Yeah.
You know, just be who you are, and that being not only just okay, but actually welcomed and accepted.
Yeah.
There is something about, you know, being in a space where you are being who you are and you don't quite feel like you fit in. And there is something very different about being exactly who you are and being very welcomed into that space and wanted in that space. So
For sure.
It's that level of comfort
and
almost a sense of, almost a feeling at least, of effortlessness of being who you are, you know. It's very relaxed in that sense. Not that there's no effort put into the friendship, but more of a feeling of effortlessness.
That's right. You don't sort of need to create conversation starters or to create an environment of comfort, as it were. It just kind of it's a natural.
It just is.
It just naturally occurs. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, often when I meet new people in a pastoral setting, I will often, before I go there, I'll often have in my head things that I'm going to say when the conversation and when the sort of the interactions begin to come to a lull. I'll have talking points and things like that. You know, and so it's very much an artificial setting in which you're not really, no one's showing exactly who they are at this point yet. It's still
not
very
fully,
much, not fully not anyway. Fully. Mm. You know, it's still a getting to know you phase and there isn't that level of comfort that exists. But over time, that need to sort of set up that those talking points and to have that sort of system in place, it kind of drops off because you get to know one another and you become more comfortable just as a result of a greater sense of trust that sits within that relationship.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because of that too, you're able to see the other as they are, and you're able to see yourself for who you are. There's a genuineness that comes from that. And like you said before, there's vulnerability, but there's also that sincerity and genuineness involved too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So really, who says I need time?
We do. No. sorry.
No one.
Sorry. No one.
No one is saying how much time.
That's right. That's right. No one wants to legislate that this much time must pass.
No.
What we're simply saying is that it's observable
that
good relationships generally take time to grow. That's kind of the key thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we know that, then why shouldn't we allow that time to pass? Right. It's not just a sitting there waiting, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's not a just allowing it to pass us by. There are things occurring during that span, and it's growth. That's what happens.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
A living relationship, it grows over time. It's
It kind of harkens back to something that we said in one of the initial episodes that, you know, sometimes we try and force a friendship a little bit because, you know, we've just met this person and things are really awesome and, you know, perhaps you want to secure that friendship for various reasons. Mm. Well, sometimes that's not the best way forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing to do is to think, okay, you know what, there's really something here. I can sense that there's a real connection here. Allow time to be the context in which that connection is built and tested.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Which then I guess brings us to timing.
Right.
Right. There is such a thing as timing as well. Mm. Exactly for what you were talking about, that when we meet someone that we think, oh, this might be someone that we can be friends with, and this could be someone that we could have a strong, committed relationship with, doesn't necessarily mean that now is the time for that. So I'm thinking, you know, particularly things like, you know, school. There might be some really good friendships that are formed during that space of being at school, but it might be asking a little too much to anticipate that a friendship that's formed at school will be the best friend that you have when you're 50 years old.
Yep.
And so just simply acknowledging that what is occurring in this time might be good, but it's for now.
Yeah.
It may not necessarily be the person who's going to be your BFF 20 years down the track.
That's right. And this is very much, you know, it's a reality that sits in scripture. Is Book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, it talks about, you know, there's a time for growing, there's a time for harvesting, you know, there's a time for everything. And so in school, there's a time for growing friendships, but we recognize that those friendships that we grow may not necessarily be friendships that last. They may not be anything that sits past friendships of utility or friendships of pleasure. Yeah. And that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's perfectly fine. Mm. But, you know, it's just a matter of recognizing that and seeing that there is going to be a time where we'll build deeper friendships.
Mm.
And that's great. Mm. But it may not be just now that we're building those.
That's right.
And that's that there is nothing wrong with that.
Mm. Mm. Definitely. And so I guess in that light, I can sort of think of an example where I've witnessed that in my own life. As a matter of fact, 6 years ago today, I had the pleasure of meeting Judy Limbers, who's the CEO of AV Workshops, and she is a force to be reckoned with.
Hello, Judy.
I met her 6 years ago when she came to Wagga, and she was doing a drive through a lot of local towns and sharing the news about AV Workshops and what she does, and hoping to be able to find some people to join her team. So I met her, not knowing that she was looking for people to jump on board. She was simply presenting the material that she had, and I recognized straight away that this is an incredible, incredible woman. And if I'm 100% honest, I was a bit intimidated because she's just so incredible in what she's been able to achieve, and it was just incredible. So that particular week, I was working on the virtue of fortitude. So I was working on courage. And so in having met this woman who I was slightly intimidated by, I thought, great, here's my opportunity. I have to go talk to her. Okay, I don't know what I'm going to say, but sure, I'll just go say hi. And so I spoke to her, and as we were talking, she said, you know, I'm actually looking for a few people to join my team. Would you be interested in something like that? Here's the information package. Send me an email if you're interested. I had a read through. I thought, oh, this might be really good actually, and jumped into it. And 6 years later, we've become really good friends and we stay in regular contact. But what also happened is that the training weekend that I went to, I met some other incredible women and I gained another friend through that as well. So it's all really about that timing. And yes, there was an element of seizing the opportunity that was presented in front of me, but I didn't consider her a friend when I met her. I wasn't thinking, oh, here's a possible friend. I thought, oh, here's, you know, this incredible woman that I feel like I need to say hi to, if for no other reason than to say thank you so much for coming to our town and sharing what you do, but also to, you know, grow in my own strengths and further turn my weaknesses into strengths as well, to take that opportunity as well. But the timing also of then having taken that opportunity, gone to the training weekend that she had organized for AV workshops, then having met these incredible women and become friends with some of those women, like that is
God's at work there,
right? That is some timing that I could not have manufactured.
Yeah, too right. Too right. Mm. Similarly, I look at a friend of mine, Dr. Matthew Tan. Hi, Matthew. I met him for the first time at a meeting of all the seminary formators in Australia. We were meeting for, well, doesn't matter why we're meeting, it's boring. Well, it's not boring to me, but I'm sure it's boring to everybody else. So we can skim over that part.
Wherever you met Matthew, it was boring.
It wasn't like that, Matt, I swear. we met there, and he was taking minutes for this meeting, and I sort of looked at him and went, oh, minute taker, okay, fantastic. You know, there's going to be a record of what we say, because he was working as the secretary of one of the bishops who was present at that event. And so Matt and I just caught up briefly and found that we were students at the same institute at one point, and it kind of just, you know, we started talking to each other and then talking via Facebook and, you know, a couple of phone calls and things like that. And you know, all of a sudden a friendship existed, you know, it wasn't all of a sudden. No, it did actually grow into a friendship, and it was interesting to see that growth. And you know, I don't think I fully recognized it was a friendship until we sort of caught up in a more social basis. Actually, this is a friendship. This isn't just a sort of a working relationship. It's you know, we actually do care about what the other person is doing, and that's yeah. So
and like hanging out outside of
and we enjoy. Yeah, I mean, he's in a different city, so hanging out isn't actually a possibility.
An option right now. Okay,
but you know, certainly just contacting each other about, you know, various things and sending sarcastic, salty jokes to each other about various things and you know, yeah. So
right, so there's definitely some joy involved there.
There is some joy involved there. Yes, yeah. So
yeah,
yeah.
So really, the timing of things. Some things are just meant to happen at certain times, and I think we can certainly appreciate that when it comes to the gift of being in friendship with other people. Often the best of friendships and the closest of friendships can come at times where we least expect it and can certainly come at times when we're not forcing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful when it comes to the time element of growing in relationship.
Yeah.
If there are any queries, questions, comments about anything that we've said today, make sure you jump over to our Facebook group, Living Fullness. Pop it in there, or you can also follow us on social media, again, Virtue Ministry on Facebook and on Instagram, and you can send us a DM there as well if you like as well.
Yeah, light up the VM website. Just go visit there and view the podcast through the website.
Yeah.
And see what VM have to offer.
Yeah.
And
Awesome. So that brings us to the truth, beauty, and goodness section of our episode.
Indeed.
Can I go first, Padre?
No, you go first.
Oh, okay.
I've gone first a couple of times now. So.
All right, fair enough.
Yep.
So my moment this week was probably being able to re-engage in journaling. Have not been able to journal solidly for, gosh, some time now. It's been very sporadic. And there, in the turbulence of my personal life over the last few weeks, just being able to sit in silence has been very difficult. So the breakthrough came through this week where I was finally able to do that for about 5 minutes after battling for about 55. So it took some time, but we got there. And since then, the pen has just been flowing. The thoughts have been flowing.
Beautiful.
there's just stuff coming out. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very grateful. But I didn't realize just how much I missed journaling until it came back. I didn't think that that was going to be an outcome of that. I thought it would just be just being able to sit in silence and being able to meditate would be a wonderful outcome. But once the pen started flowing through, I thought, oh, what a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was mine, Padre. Awesome. What about yours?
This last week, I have had the opportunity to meet with two young men who want to join the seminary.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I said.
That's kind of cool.
Only with a lower tone of voice. So.
That sounds like boo.
It does too. No, not boo. We're very happy. So
what happened there?
You know, both men who felt God calling them and was like, you know, I want to give this a shot. And there's nothing more exciting than having someone hear God's call and want to respond to that. So I've been able to sit down with two people and to help them arrive at a plan of where to from here. And certainly for one of those young men, that where to is applying for next year in the seminary. So it's so very nice to look at to see young men being willing to grapple with that vocational call in a time which is a little bit committophobic. So it's really awesome in that way. And yeah.
Wow.
So
that's pretty special.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty special. And as the person who gets to actually be involved in those early conversations.
For me, that's a very privileged space to be.
Yeah.
So it is beautiful to behold. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that is the end of our episode on time. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you. Make
sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching through YouTube. Make sure you also follow our podcast as well. And if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave us a review. That'll help us with ratings and getting other people to hear our podcast too.
Thank you very much.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Praise the Lord.